Thank you, everyone, for calling in, for joining for our second Parsha burst of the week for Parsha's Vayikra. We had a chance on Sunday night to explore a little bit of the richness in the very first pasuk of Parsha's Vayikra, of Chumash Vayikra, which really is introducing the entire Sefer, and as we saw, introducing the teaching of Torah that was going to take place over close to four decades in the context of Ohel Moed. Tonight, I want to dive into some of the particulars of the Parsha. Of course, Parsha's Vayikra is predominantly about Karbanos. And we learn Karbanos, we notice in a tremendous amount of detail. And the Mishnah Chagiga highlights the fact that different areas of Halacha, one of the ways in which different areas of Halacha are different is in their presentation in Chumash, and the ratio of Torah Shebichsav to Torah Shebapeh. And the Mishnah Chagiga points out, there are some areas of Halacha where there's very little detail given the Torah Shebichsav, and the Torah Shebapeh gives us the vast majority of the detail. And there are other areas of Halacha, like Karbanos, where there's a lot of detail given in the Torah Shebichsav. More given in Torah Shebapeh, but already a lot of detail in Torah Shebichsav. And Mikra Ze Omer Darsheni. Hi, how are you? Welcome in. So you look at these psukim, so many details about how you bring the Ola and how you bring the Chatas and the Shlomim and the Asham. So much about exactly what and where and which animals and how old they are. I want to take a peek at one Ramban, a brief Ramban, that gives us a little insight to sort of some of the larger meaningfulness of just one of these details. Torah, the opening carbon that the Torah speaks of in Parshat Vayikra is the carbon ola, that which is fully offered on the Mizbeach. No part of it is eaten by human beings. And the Torah profiles different expense levels, from most expensive to least expensive. The Torah begins with bringing a large animal, cattle, as a carbon ola. That's the most expensive option. Or you could bring a smaller animal, a sheep or a goat. Or you could reduce your expenses even more and bring birds. Or the least expensive is the equivalent of the ola, which we call a carbon mincha, where bringing is really a vegan, plant-based carbon. I bring some mix of flour or oil, a little bit of spices. Obviously, the least expensive option for bringing a carbon that's offered on the Mizbeach. And again, the fourth option technically is not a carbon ola. It's called a carbon mincha, when it's flour-based, but it's a clear spectrum. And again, the psukim give a lot of detail in terms of exactly what the procedure is, and so on and so forth. But two larger points that jump out. One is Rashi quotes from Mishnah in the end of Menachos. I believe Rashi quotes the Tanam in the end of Maseches Menachos, point out that although the Karban Mincha is the least expensive, it's only there where the Torah uses the terminology nefesh. A nefesh is offering a carbon. A soul is offering a carbon. One might have mistakenly thought that when I really spend a lot of money, that's when the carbon really means something. The truth is, Chazal point out, who's offering that least expensive carbon? Often someone of limited means, and offering that inexpensive carbon may be more of a sacrifice than a wealthier person offering an objectively larger carbon. It's the fellow bringing the carbon mincha, the fellow of modest means, he's really putting his soul into it. Nefesh brings a carbon mincha. So Chazal comment, Echad ha-marbev, echad ha-mamet, uvvachi chavim libel ha-shamayim. Whether you give a lot or you give a little bit, what's critical is the degree of kavana, the degree of focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's one larger concept that jumps out at us from the Parshas HaKarbanos, which has a very significant hashkafic implication in the way we do any mitzvah, the way we engage in any situation and seek to handle a situation l'man Hashem, l'shem Shamayim. Now let's take a step back from the least expensive option, the Karban Mincha, to take a look at the second least expensive option. That is bringing Olas Ha'of, bringing a Karban Ola of birds. And the Torah specifies which birds you bring, Torim o Bnei Yonah, either an adult, two different types of doves, either the adult Tor or the young Yonah. So what's the significance of that? There are so many kosher birds. There are three types of kosher domesticated animals, cattle, sheep, and goats, and all three are represented as options in karbanos. We come to the karban oaf, to the bird karbanos, and all of a sudden the Torah specifies just two species. What's that all about? It seems like a detail. Rabban says, let's understand that detail. Here we are. Parak Aleph Pasuk Yudal, Rabban reads, Bochar HaKasuv B'Shnei Haminim Ha'Ela. The Torah chose and specified just these two species. Why? Why? So number one, B'Shvil Shehim Mitzuyin. If you're a Jew living in Eretz Yisrael, these are readily accessible birds. U'Krovin Lehi Tafes Yoser. And they're common in Eretz Yisrael and relatively easy to catch. Kasher Hizkiru Rabboseinu, as Chazal comment in the Medrash Rabban Vayikra, Sekvas Kzafim Seizim, talk about bringing sheep or goats as karbanos, Sheyakriv Min HaGedelim Al Evu So, V'lo Yitzarech Laseis Kelav Tel Yo V'kashto Lo Tzudzayid Lahavi. The Torah speaks about land animals as karbanos. It's always the domesticated animals, the ones you're likely to find at the trough on the farm. In other words, our Kaddish Baruch Hu is making it easy on us, doesn't ask us to bring game animals, doesn't ask us to get our hunting outfit ready and go catch an elk or a deer. You bring, the Torah specifies, cattle, sheep, and goats, domesticated animals, easier to get. The Rabban says it's more than just that. There are other, you know, accessible birds as well. So perhaps you understand why the scope is limited somewhat, but still, why very specifically only the Torah and the Bnei Yonah? The Ramban says, well, Ratzav Torim specifically, why specifically the Torim and the Bnei Yonah? And why further it's adult Torim or Bnei Yonah, which means young doves? The Mishnah in the end of the first parak of Maseches Chulin highlights this. That by the, for the, it's only these two species, and for the Torim it's only adults, for the Yonah it's only juveniles. Why? Ratza b'torim, because it says, and these seemingly, you know, nitty gritty minutiae, they are minutiae. These are halachic details, and one needs to be careful and sensitive and bring the carbon to fulfill them properly. And these details also convey larger ideas. Let's take a look. Aval ratza b'torim hagedolim, b'avur prishusan v'hidavikam b'yaduamam. It says, when we get to the reason why the Torah specified torim as a species that's acceptable for a carbon, and specifically adults, is because of their fidelity. The Torah have absolute fidelity to their spouse. If they lose a spouse, they'll never mate with another Torah. And the significance of that, the symbolism of that, is V'chein Yisrael Dvukim B'Hashem Elokeihem. The carbon, when you bring a Torah, that's meant to communicate something Torah-like about the Jew. That Jews are and are meant to have fidelity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To never seek to connect to another religion. To never seek to substitute an ism for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and for Judaism. So that's beautiful. And actually, it picks up on some of the most poetic phrases and expressions in Nevi'im Achronim. Think about the passage beginning of Sefer Yirmiyahu. Zacharti lach chesed nuraich, ahavas klu lo soyach. Kadosh Baruch says, I remember the early days of our marriage, ahavas klu lo soyach. And Because the Navi repeats from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sort of thinking about the early days of Jewish history as when we were newlyweds with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's an example of a common metaphor throughout Nevi'im Acharonim to compare the relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael to a marriage. And that's captured here as well. We speak about, you know, the fidelity to a mate, and that the choice of adult Torim is meant to capture that aspect of our relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu. Number one, that it's meant to be something so close, and that the spousal relationship is an apt metaphor for our relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu. Our relationship is meant to be that close, and that fidelity to Kadosh Baruch Hu is possible and expected. So that's what's captured, these large, profound ideas are captured by what seems like just a small detail. Well, one of the two options for bringing a bird carbon is an adult tar, because the adult tar captures this sense of fidelity to one's mate, and the theological equivalent in our relationship, dedicated, unique relation with the Kadosh Baruch. And then he says, it's also explained why for the Yonah, if you're bringing a dove, it's specifically the B'nai Yonah. Why not the adult Yonim? Aval ha-Yonim kana'im ma'od. Uvekin asam yisparadu v'achalifu. Unlike the Torim, who have a certain docility and calmness in their relationship with their mate, the Yonim can easily, will often have a flaring temper with their mate, the Ramban reports. And the result will often split their mate and mate with a different Yonah. Al-Kain lo-bachar bahem el-ha-ketanim kom-shiz davgu. We don't bring adult Yonim as karbanos because as adults, they're inappropriate models. For the Yonim, it's only while they're still juveniles before they're mating. Ki ha-Yonah be-katanusa, between the male and female Yonim, that's not the ideal relationship to depict the relationship to HaKadosh Baruch and Klal Yisrael. But instead we look for the young Yonah, the juvenile Yonah. Because Bikatanusa, when it's young, as Tosefes Ahava became Giduleha. Says the model relationship in the life of the Yonah that we're looking for is not between the male and female Yonah who mate. That's temporary and it's often marked by temper and discontent. What we are looking for is the relationship between the mother Yonah and her brood. There's a tremendous amount of the love and the caring that the mother has for her brood are clearer, more evident by the Yonah, Yoser Mishara Ovis, more than by others. And he says that Chazal comment on this in Shir HaShirim Rabbah. Medrash Shir HaShirim, the Medrash on Shir HaShirim. Kol ha'ofaz m'yiga adam m'kein shalem, v'kachas m'sham m'frochum ha'beitzim yazvuhu, v'lo yikana ba l'olam. You know, if a human being comes to seize the brood from the mother bird, other species, the mother will flee. But hayona lo sazvenu b'shominyin. But the mother Yonah will not let go of her children. She will not give up on them. V'chein Yisrael lo yachalifu bo'ra'am v'sarasol la'olam. He says a Jew cannot trade in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, trade in his Torah for anyone or anything else. Ela'o Yehudi otzalov. Wow. Either a Jew, this apparently was a catchphrase during the times of religious persecution of Jews, either Jewish or tzaluv, or crucified. In other words, a Jew would not save his life by converting to another religion. O Yehudi, O tzaluv. So in looking at this Ramban, he says, "Wow, look at we just had a chance to take a peek. Let's consider what we just did." Parsha Yikra is a mass of details, all the details of Karbanos. And so much detail, we said before Mishnah Chagiga, the Kachem is full of a lot of detail, even in Psukim and Chumash. And at the same time, think about the context. We're talking about karbanos. We're talking about the word karban means to come close. Lehiskarev. This is a vehicle for coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It happens specifically in the Beis HaMikdash. And so, yes, an incredible amount of detail. And every detail is deeply meaningful. And every detail, as we just took a look at a few. At the Karban Mincha, and how the Karban Mincha expresses the preciousness of a Jew's sacrifice, whether the amount of money he's spending is large or not. But B'vachi Chavin Libo L'Hashamayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu cares deeply about the Pnimius. What's the inner landscape, the mental and emotional drive, the Pnimius of a mitzvah is incredibly important. And as we saw here with the Ramban, Perek Aleph Pasuk Yud-Dalet, even the details of which two species of birds can be brought as a carbon, and that this and this one species specifically, the adult tor, and the other species specifically, the young, juvenile, non-adult, Yona, it captures these two relationships that are meant to depict metaphorically, poetically, the relation between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. It's the fidelity between the male and female tor, and it's the preciousness and tenderness of, and the tenacity of the mother Yona vis-a-vis her young, the mother Yona vis-a-vis her brood, and those speak to the unyielding connection that a Jew ought to have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Wish you all a healthy and inspiring night. Thank you so much. We will continue tomorrow night, Wednesday night, at 10:30, as we did last week. Wednesday night, Machshava. We're going to continue to study the Chazon Ish's writings on Bitachon. And Thursday night, at this same time, 9:45 to 10 o'clock, is going to be the third of the three Parsha bursts for this week. Wish you all a productive, healthy, safe night. Kal Tov. Thank you so much for joining.